Good morning. It's Richard Len of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're going to continue our discussion regarding being set for success in your business with Debbie Grant, President and CEO of Grant Design Group. But first, a little story. This is where the crazies live. We were standing in the hallway of the client's new building, discussing the building they were in. It was a sculpture about the success of the business, yet had to be functional, a space, a place where people could work, have fun, and be part of a team. Nothing wrong with that. Who doesn't want to have fun and be part of a team and enjoy the space they work in? But more importantly, there was a story to be told here, where the company came from and where it was going and the personality of the people that worked there. This is where the crazies lived, the president said as he pointed to the red door behind the receptionist's desk. I looked puzzled and asked, if the crazies lived there, then what's that room over there? Said, ah, he quickly responded, that is our new clients. We haven't trained them yet. And he smirked at me. So then I had to ask another question. What's behind the red door? And you know, I got a tour. The door opened up and we walked along a rounded wall into a big open space. There were cubicles that were personalized by each employee, individually decorated. As I looked at the ceiling, there were umbrellas that blocked the sunlight, just enough to stop the rays of light, but not to stop the brightness of the place. As the light streamed through, I also noticed that there were bicycles hanging from the ceiling. Bikes hanging from the ceiling, I said. Yep, the employees needed a place to store their bikes, so we hung them up. A couple of pulleys and away we go. There was even a 747 wing jetting out of the wall. It showed that the company was different, the CEO said. The CEO went on to explain that it's just all part of our culture. You see, the people here, the space that we're in, it impacts our productivity. So our people are different, and they wanted to have a different space. So we gave it to them. They're happy. We're happy. Our clients are happy, and the business is happy. I guess you could start singing the song, Happy. My guest today is Debbie Grant of Grant Design Group. Now, you can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. That's grantdesigngroup.com. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here, actually. And I've enjoyed our conversation. We've had a few conversations on telephone by email. But, Debbie, to start things off a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and where you came from?
Sure. I will try to do that. yes, I'm Debbie Grant, and owner of Grant Design Group, as Richard said. I'm a Winnipegger, born and raised, and I have my Bachelor of Arts in English Lit from U of M, and I have my Bachelor of Interior Design from University of Manitoba as well, which has somehow jettisoned me into this role as the owner of Grant Design Group.
Grant Design Group. Now, Grant Design Group, it is head office here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And,
yes.
And where did that company actually come from? I think I recall something that by happen chance you got it, bought it, did
yeah.
something. Where did that come
I
from?
I won it in a live auction. And no, it was a company called James Duguay Associates.
Okay.
And it was incorporated in 1985 by Charlotte Duguay. I worked there for 4 years, from 1989 to 1993, at which time Charlotte decided to move and relocate to Ottawa. Excuse me. And at that time, she was going to close the office. So I went in that afternoon and said, hey, would you like to sell it?
Okay.
And she said, yes. And 3 weeks later, she was in Ottawa and I was in her office.
And so you had a brand new company. How many years ago was that now? Sorry?
That was 1993.
1993. So mm-hmm. Let's do the math on that one.
No.
Let's not do the math on that one. That's 20 some odd years ago, if I got
it
my
is.
Math correctly. So that's all right. 1993. So that's a pretty quick time in terms of a succession plan. I mean,
yes.
We would call that succession planning like 101.
That's a great succession plan.
The
hey,
owner.
Here you go.
Here's a company mm-hmm. to run. At that point in time, I guess, what were some of the challenges that you were having way back when you first took over the company?
Well, I didn't understand or realize maybe what I was getting into, which is a good thing, because then you okay. just do it.
Yes.
Which is what I tend to do with a lot of things. I guess the biggest challenge was the economy was not super fantastic at that point in
okay.
time, which is maybe why it was winding down. But so getting out there and finding new clients, we had an established client base, but we had to get new clients, and also becoming the boss of the people you had worked with.
Well, it was a real big challenge.
Was a challenge, but it wasn't at the time for some reason. So I think we all just knew each other well enough to...
Yeah, you can move on. How many staff members were involved in the company back then?
Three.
So it was a small group.
Yeah, it was very small.
Interesting enough that you had actually mentioned, I mean, often when people move from having worked with people and then to being like a team leader, or if you want to use the word boss or owner,
yes,
then there's sometimes there is a little bit of adjustment that everybody has to go through because the game is now totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect you probably had a few challenges along that line. Today, let's go fast forward real quick here. In terms of your organization right now, what kind of services do you provide today?
Well, we are a commercial corporate interior design firm. I should add that we're a professional interior design firm, which is something that not a lot of people put a stamp on, but there is a difference between an interior designer and a professional interior designer. We can get into that later if you want.
I think that'd be a great idea.
There's 12 of us. One person is in Quebec City who relocated, and we provide services for corporate commercial offices, radio stations.
I think you actually did this radio station too. Beautiful, beautiful.
Restaurants, hospitality. We've just finished CN's North American Training Center here in Winnipeg on Pandora. So we get around. Artist REIT is one of our largest clients.
Okay. You know what? Let's just pause for a second. And you're listening to Richard Landon of A Brave World and the SPAR. And today our guest is Debbie Grant of Debbie Design Group. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the design, Grant Design Group. I did mess that up. Grant Design Group. We'll talk a little bit more about the organization, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Landon of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. We're here talking today with Debbie Grant, Grant Design Group. You can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. Now, Debbie, just before we went on our break, I messed up the name of your company. Well, I think I messed up the name of your website. But I understand during the break you were telling me that your clients actually do the same thing that I did. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, because I'm in their faces, I guess, a lot. They call the company Debbie Grant Design.
Okay.
And DGD. I mean, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
And I have to constantly say, hey, you've known me for 10, 15 years.
It's so
Grant Design Group.
Get my company name right, Grant Design Group.
But that's okay, because that means I'm still prominent in
their
thoughts.
Minds.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's really part of the key. Prominent in their thoughts. I actually want to go down the road on something.
Uh-oh.
Now, do you think it? You're part of the Fearless Five.
Yes.
Upward,
apparently.
Onward, and beyond. Fearless Five. I had this opportunity. I came across it on the internet. If you Google Debbie Grant Design or Grant Design, but Debbie Grant's name, you'll actually come across this thing of the Fearless Five. Tell us about the Fearless Five. What are the Fearless Five, first of all?
Well, it was an article in Upward magazine that the Winnipeg Construction Association puts out, and they featured women in construction.
Okay.
A few months ago, and I was one of the Fearless Five women in construction. So I didn't actually know I was being featured until an advertiser called me and said, hey, do you want to put an ad into the magazine you're being featured in? And I went, what? So now the article went forward and it was successful. So.
Yeah, I actually read through the article, and hopefully I'm quoting the right things. A few weeks ago, I did an interview regarding business, women in business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I'm quoting you right in the article, you actually said, I've never thought of myself as a woman in business.
Or in construction.
Or in construction.
Yeah.
You know, something along that line. So can you speak to that at all? I always thought it was a very interesting comment.
Well, I think there's a big thing out there that women in any industry, especially this is a very male-dominated industry, construction, that it's different than anything else. But I've never thought of myself as a woman going on construction site or a woman going into a construction meeting. I think everybody's just a person, and that's super important to me.
Yeah, and having met you now, I can get it, right?
Yeah.
Now, interesting, we're talking about the design and construction industry because, I mean, really, design industry or the commercial design industry is what you talked about a little bit on our first segment, and the construction industry, you're really join together, right?
Yes. Really linked.
What's happening, and also where you started from about 20-some-odd years ago with your company, what is the difference, and what's going on today economically or in our economy that makes the design industry slash the construction industry a bit different? What's happening today in the industry?
There's a huge difference. The economy for the past 5 years has been really good for us anyway.
Okay.
That's where we grew and expanded to the 12 people. I think the technology and the speed it's moving is one of the things. The other thing is knowledge has become incredibly broadened in the construction industry for interior designers.
Okay.
We have to compete against architects and engineers and
so has there been, okay, so that's the competition side of the equation.
Yeah.
So let's step back into that a little bit or step into it a little bit. And so the knowledge area, now you're competing against architects and engineers. I mean, so are they starting to provide some of the services that may normally would have been by the designers? Is that what you mean?
Well, typically architects do interior design as well,
okay.
But we specialize in it. So,
okay.
You know, by the building code, you must hire an architect or an engineer. You don't have to hire an interior designer. So we've tried to push ourselves way further than a lot of other designers, perhaps, is learning the building code and liaisoning with the city of Winnipeg and the permit process and all of that, plus, you know, working with construction management companies and becoming more of a prime consultant where we hire the engineers and put the team together.
Okay. Okay. So that's a very important distinction. That sounds to me like you've created a bit of a differentiator in your business.
I would hope so. Yes.
Yes. And if that word's really important, differentiator in your business, and where you're starting to put together the teams as opposed to somebody else putting together the teams, that's
right.
A very significant change or adjustment in your business.
For sure.
Yeah.
And our clients have been calling on repeat, you know, every X amount of years when they renew or renovate, they call us and it's a lot of repeat business, a lot of referrals, a lot of references.
A lot of references in that respect.
Not a lot of competition.
Not a lot of competition. You mentioned that economically, really, things have changed the last 5 years. Are there any special projects or anything that's really been part of that change for you that you can speak to? Like any, because you're really impacted by the external world, the
yes.
demand, the market demand, right?
Right.
So what kind of big initiatives maybe you've been involved in?
Well, as I mentioned, we have a few customers and clients that are repeat on a continual basis, and
sure.
It's large sort of projects. We also have a national client that we work with across the country for, we have three projects going on with them right now, from Burnaby to St. John's.
Okay.
We partner with firms in Toronto who don't have a presence in Winnipeg, so when they do get a project here, they call us and we manage it for them, or we participate in the design process and work with them throughout the process.
Okay. So there's basically some partnerships going on and some larger scale types of organizations. You mentioned St. John. I assume that's St. John, New Brunswick.
No, St. John's, Newfoundland.
St. John's, Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. So right from coast to coast, you're basically involved in some really cool initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we come back, we should talk about that a little bit more. You're listening to Richard Lennon of The Spar, and my guest today is Debbie Grant, Grant Design Group, and you can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar. You know, The Spar is really about from strategic plan to actual roadmap. Spar, finding a winning approach or maybe a combination that helps you set and achieve your business goals. I often think, though, it has to have something to do with getting people to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. I guess it is like sparring to be a business champion. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Debbie Grant, president of Grant Design Group, regarding being a business champion in the design industry. Now, you can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. We'll also do the 1-2-3 business champion knockout tips, the things you must do in your business to be successful. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lenn, and welcome back to the show, The Spar. And today we're talking to Debbie Grant of Grant Design Group. And like I said, you can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the economy and what was actually happening in the construction industry and the design industry. And Debbie, I'd like to expand a little bit more on that. I mean, what kind of, initiatives or things that you're seeing that clients are coming to you and asking you to be involved in right now?
Right. Well, there's three very specific things that are happening, and perhaps they've always happened in different forms, but currently a lot of my clients are leaving buildings that they're growing out of, that they don't own, and they're renting space, and they're buying and purchasing buildings, and okay. They are renovating them exterior and interior sort of fully, and then moving into them and owning them.
Okay, so that's one of them. Now, when you say they're leaving the buildings that they were renting, because they're outgrowing them, so the companies are growing.
Yes.
So that's a good thing for the economy overall. So that's great, because
yes.
That creates demand for a number of services and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When they are looking to buy their own buildings, is there a certain part of the city they're looking in, or is there a certain location or things, or is it sort of all over the place?
There's definitely specific locations they're looking for, depending on their business and
sure.
Depending on their staff. They need to be on certain bus routes. Parking is a huge thing for people.
Okay.
They need X amount of parking available and free on their lot. And I think location for people to get to as well, if there's clients coming from all areas of the city.
Okay. So it makes it a little bit easier all the way around.
Right.
It's interesting you would say that, because in that's both a internal and external stakeholder requirement.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I know I love using the business language, right? So employees want easy access, parking, bus routes. Clients want easy access. And then also chances are if employees are traveling too on business, they want to be able to get there easily also.
Right.
What are some of the other initiatives that are things that are happening that are pushing the economy in terms of the design side of the world?
Well, there's new buildings happening more so in the city right now. A lot of condos going up, which we don't do a lot of, but we are involved in some of them. For instance, the CN Training Center on Pandora is 100,000 square feet.
That's a large building, 100,000 square feet.
It's a big building, and there's a sister building in Chicago that's being built as well as a training center, because there's going to be a big retirement rate at CN, and they need to actually train people in one spot from all over North America.
That's actually a pretty good recognition, because one of the challenges that we have in our Canadian economy coming up is succession. And
yes.
You and I talked about succession in terms of you taking over a company 20-some-odd years ago. I know
right.
I'm saying the numbers. But at the same point in time today, there's a large portion of the population that's preparing to retire, and organizations do need to have something in place to be able to train new people.
Yes.
And we're talking about young people here.
That's right.
Right. So did you do, out of curiosity, did you do the commercial design for CN in the Winnipeg location, 100,000, and Chicago, or is it sort of like a more of a partnership type thing?
We did Winnipeg specifically, but we liaisoned with the people in Chicago because
okay.
we wanted them to be similar in
And what
in
you look like and everything
yeah.
along those lines. Yeah, I've had the opportunity to spend some time in the railway industry, and some organizations that I've been involved with, they've had some very interesting designs incorporated
yes.
As in trains in their buildings and things.
Right.
So really cool, really, really cool things. I don't know what the CN looks like here, but I suspect...
Oh, you'll have to get a tour.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you can arrange that.
I think I can.
I'd be up to that. I got railroad blood.
There you
so
go.
It's in my history. Okay, so that's basically renos. So companies deciding to leave their building, buy another building, renovating, and then other organizations basically building new buildings. What about the renovations of older buildings and things?
Right.
Are companies starting to do that too?
Yes, that's, I think, an ongoing thing for us is renovations when leases come up and people renew them and want to refresh their space or completely gut it and redo it, which we've done many times.
Many times. Those are really great things, because what that tells me is supply and demand in the marketplace, right?
Yes.
So there's a demand out there for your services. So there's
yes.
things happening in the economy. And I always love that trickle through
right.
process. I know I have a degree in economics. I can't help it. sociology and economics. What was I thinking?
Law of diminishing returns.
Lots yes. of returns. I know that you're involved in a new exercise right now. I think you were mentioning to me that you're doing some branding stuff. So,
yes.
So what's going on with that? What is that all about?
Well, we had a very archaic website, and we just didn't have time to work on it, and a lot of old projects were on it, and we've done a lot of great stuff, and we interviewed a few firms, and we have hired P6 Marketing. We hired them quite a while back, and they are working currently on our website and marketing strategies.
So that's 6P Marketing.
6P.
P Marketing, yeah.
Did there I say you. P6?
You did. It's 6P Marketing. It's all right. It's all right.
See, we both... Sorry, Paul.
So even apologizing to who owns the company. That's okay. You know, that's okay. So they're working with you right now on your...
marketing strategy at the moment, and they've got, if you do go to our website, it's a temporary website.
Okay.
And our new one will be launching at some point.
In the near future.
In the near future. I'm the more of the problem than they are. They keep calling me, can you come? Can you come and see me? No, I can't.
Yeah, that's partly because of the way you do business, though.
Yes.
You're a very relationship, hands-on type person.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's actually quite important. But you know what? A new look. So that's interesting, because really what you've said during this segment or as we've been talking is that you're doing a couple of things. You're partnering with other people in the business, so whether they're in Edmonton or Quebec or Chicago or whoever it is, to work together on key initiatives. But then you're also partnering or working with vendors, right, to actually work on your own company,
right,
too.
Right.
Those are pretty key things in terms of any strategic planning or the growth of an organization.
Yes, I think so.
You think so.
And we do work for firms in Toronto that do not have a presence here as well.
Okay.
A lot.
So there are a number of different initiatives that you have going on in that respect. You're listening to Richard Lennon of SPAR. My guest today is Debbie Grant, Grant Design Group. You can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. My guest today is Debbie Grant, Grant Design Group, and you can check them out at grantdesign.com. Now, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about The SPAR, the 1-2-3 business champion knockout tips, the things you must do in your business to be a business champion. And Debbie, this is something I do with all my guests. I always like to have them bring three things to the show that they think that have made a difference in their business. So, Debbie, my question for you is, what are your three tips?
Okay. I guess it can involve red wine, right?
Sure.
Well, I think the three tips are to always keep the personal touch with your clients and your staff. And that's super important for me as an owner. I'm directly involved in a lot of projects, almost every project. The other thing would be to adapt. You have to survive, I think, with technology and also with just the changing fast-paced information people are requesting so quickly. You have to adapt, you have to think on your feet, and you have to constantly be moving, which leads me into the last one, which is evolve. So you can't just adapt, you have to keep going and growing. And we use technology a lot to evolve.
Yeah, and you were talking a little bit about that. I mean, really, you said adapt, maintain relationships, and the use of technology. So let's just step into the technology piece just for a moment. Your organization obviously depends on technology. So what kind of, I guess, cutting edge technology do you guys use?
Well, you know, the industry standard was and probably still is AutoCAD, which is a drawing program for putting out your construction drawings. We, 4 years ago, we deleted AutoCAD. Well, didn't delete it, but we banned it and introduced a program called Revit, which is a 3D modeling program.
Okay.
So everything that we draw is modeled. It's not just lines on the page.
So it's not two-dimensional, it's three-dimensional.
Yeah,
right?
That's the distinction
between drawing lines on a page.
Right.
And yes, is that fair enough?
That's right.
Rendering, okay.
And so, we are actually what it allows us to do is if we're working, for instance, with the architectural firm in Edmonton, we have a central model and everybody can tap into it and everybody draws in that remotely. So the entire project is three-dimensionally produced in a central model in someone's office.
In someone's office in multiple locations.
Right.
Around the world. I know years ago I used to work on what we used to call 24-hour teams, right? And we used to move, I'd done global work, we used to move projects around the world and we used to pick them up. Like one team would show up at 8 a.m. in the morning and work on it, right?
Yes.
And we did it. And then, but you never really had to worry about just saving the drawings or the documents or anything because of the way the system was set up. And then the next team would just pick it up and make other iterations. It sounds sort of like the application or the program that you're using sort of does that.
Yeah, it could be similar. It's very powerful, and it allows us to produce 3D renderings very realistically. And
what was the name of that application again?
It's called Revit.
Revit. So if I was starting out a career as an architect or an engineer or as an interior designer, saying in a commercial, this would be something that would be good for me to study and learn how to use it.
It's more fine-tuned to the architectural and engineering world, but we have completely tailored it to interior design. So
to your particular
yes.
needs. That's great. Now, the other thing you talked a little bit about relationships. Now, I was joking with you earlier on that you remind me of the Energizer Bunny because you go from meeting to meeting to meeting. And you were good about me joking with you about that,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yes. You know, and your life is really about relationships.
Absolutely.
You
yeah.
know, tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, I think that's a very important component of your business. Success.
It is. I guess running the company, I also bring all the work into the company, and and I've just set up a network of relationships throughout the city that have been great, and you don't want to burn any bridges in this city, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that it's super important to keep those relationships intact, and I see a lot of my clients socially as well as professionally, and it just works great.
It works really well. Out of curiosity, then, are you more of a face-to-face person, a telephone person, email person, or a texting type person?
Well, I'm probably a face-to-face person mostly, but
yes.
I am beating into my designers' heads, you know, you got to pick up the phone
yes.
and don't email, and texting is... is also another alternative, but I think it's a little less professional than phoning or email,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah.
I know the person pretty good.
I do a lot of work where texting works really well, you know, but usually for setting something up for quick things.
Yes.
But because there are other times when you have to have that conversation.
That's
and
right.
Email doesn't
Absolutely.
Cut it. Doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
And you
right?
can go back and forth and back and forth and
yeah.
back and forth.
I never get anywhere, right? The email string. No, those are actually important pieces. And I know the other one you talked about a little bit was adaptability and evolution
mm-hmm.
or evolve. Was it evolution? Evolving.
Evolving
I guess same
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Evolution. Yeah. What do I know? So adaptability, fast-paced environment, needing to adapt to change in a rapid way. Is that what sort of what we're talking about?
Yes,
that?
And evolving with the needs that are happening out there for design. So if, for instance, if there's a paradigm shift and suddenly I need to learn a certain part of the industry I didn't know before, I have to learn it.
You have to learn it.
And
yeah.
know it. Cold. And
isn't that the exciting piece, though, about being, I'm going to refer to it as being in the consulting industry. It's sort mm-hmm. of a very global, generic type word, right?
Right.
Is that okay? Service
oh,
industry?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay,
good.
Okay, good. Good, good. Well, some people look at me and go, no, I'm not a consultant. Well, no, you sort of fall into that parameters,
yes,
right?
You do,
yeah,
absolutely.
And the idea that you actually always have to learn new stuff.
It's, yes.
You can't be
all
in the.
All the time.
All the time,
all
right?
The time.
All the time.
And then it blows me away that I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You
How
know?
Could I not know that after 25 years? Really?
So. It's probably there in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
I like the fact that you've grown your company. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. it's gone from three people to a dozen people mm-hmm. and plus relationships and things. Tell us a little bit about your staff.
Oh, my staff. They're great. Have a good component of different varied backgrounds and people. And they're all very... Sometimes I have to actually kick them out of the office and say, go home now, because
yeah.
they're all working and they love their work and they're good at their work. And I really, it takes a long time to get the perfect team. I've worked at it a really long time, and
yes.
I have a great team right now.
How long have your people been hanging out with you?
Well, the one in Quebec City has been around for about 7 years. Everybody else is sort of between... Some people have come from other firms where
sure.
they've been there for a longer time.
Yeah.
So probably I've have people as little as 2 years up to 8 or 9 years.
That's pretty good, actually,
mm-hmm.
because in today's economy and the different generations in the economy, there's a different way of thinking about work.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're an entrepreneur and you own your own business, it's important that you take that into
yes.
consideration.
Yes.
Just real quickly, is there anything you'd like to say to a special person?
Hey, happy birthday, Dad.
There you go. I don't mind doing those kind of things. This is Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar on CGOB. And our guest today is Debbie Grant, Grant Design Group. You can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we're creating business champions. And today it's been with Debbie Grant, president of Grant Design Group. Now, Debbie, you know, if you had one message, one key message that you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
Well, I think I've really focused on relationships, and we focused on it a lot in this conversation. I think it's just the fact that people are people and they're not really positions. So when you meet someone for the first time, whether it be a client or a potential staff member or one of your staff, you just have to think, okay, they're the same as me. We're all people, and you may be the vice president or the president, but that's kind of secondary to the person.
It doesn't matter. No, I agree. I agree. You've been listening to Richard Lannan of The Spar, for The Spar and A Brave World, and we've been chatting with Debbie Grant, Grant Design Group, and you can check them out at grantdesigngroup.com. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And